Hiya, and welcome to Top Gear here on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. Very happy new year to all of you. In this first show of 1998, we drive a fantastically exciting car, and a car which is quite frankly rather dull. First though, the supermarket, the drive-through McDonald's, the multi-story car park, it's hell out there. The toll it takes on your vehicle is terrifying. Hold on a minute, I am of course talking complete rubbish. The fact is that our roads are better than they've ever been. No, really they are. And cars are now more able to mount up intergalactic mileages without so much as a cough or a splutter. Strange then that for many people who spend many thousands of pounds on off-road vehicles, the only taste of such driving involves the speed bumps in the car park at home base. And there are people who run around in classic cars, but that's all they do. They run around about 10 miles on a sunny Sunday. I mean, if you've got a Range Rover that's been tested to destruction by the manufacturers, or a classic car that's just itching to be driven within an inch of its life, then why not jump in and drive it to, well, Cape Town? Graham Swain previews one of the great motoring events of 1998, the London to Cape Town Reliability Trial, they better be reliable, and Adventure Drive, organised by John Brown. Classic car trips, of course, are nothing new, but turning out of Sainsbury's car park in the Grand Cherokee and not stopping for 12,500 miles, whose idea was that then?
The original idea was to try and go from London to Cape Town without going over water. And obviously we can do that from London to the continent now, and we're going to take them through the tunnel. We're then going to go all the way around the through Turkey, crossing the Bosphorus on the bridge, round to Egypt, under the Suez Canal in the tunnel, and then drive all the way down through Africa. We still hope we're going to be able to do that, but in fact the situation with the Sudan is causing us difficulties, and it may well be that we're going to have to break our vow and take a ferry across the Red Sea from Jordan or Saudi Arabia to Eritrea. It wasn't my idea personally to do the 4x4 adventure drive with it. I thought it would be a nice idea to offer places to people in ordinary cars, and my deputy clerk of the course, Fred Gallagher, came up with the idea of a 4x4 adventure drive to give all those people who drive a modern 4x4 to Sainsbury's on the school run the chance to do that trip that, while they're standing at the lights waiting for the lights to change, the Walter Mitty in them just dreams about. The entry fee is, you don't have to send the cheque for all of it at the moment, but the entry fee for the 4x4s is £15,000, and for the classic reliability trial is £20,000. That cost isn't all that high. It sounds a lot when you say it, but in fact, there's 6 weeks of hotels included in that. There's an airfare back from Cape Town included in that. There's a shipping of your car back from Cape Town included in that. There's all the ferries and lots of other costs.
How long have you been in the inception and the making of this rally?
Already we've been over a year planning it, and there's another year to go before the rally starts.
What's involved with the cars? Because I believe there's a sort of a date factor on the age of the cars and so on.
For the classic reliability trial, it's got to have been made by 1977. It can't be newer than that. For the 4x4s, there's no date factor. You can take one that you bought, one that you buy the day before the start.
What about backup?
Essentially, that's part of why it's called a reliability trial, because we can only provide a limited backup. We'll have a couple of vehicles running behind, a couple of properly prepared and equipped vehicles, one of which will at least have paramedics and a doctor on board, and they'll be able to give first aid, both mechanical first aid and, in the event of an accident, emergency first aid. We have had already well over 100 people who've registered with us as intending entrants, but we still want to hear from more people, because I'm sure that quite a few of those are going to drop out between now and the start. We certainly would like to see at least 100 vehicles take the start, so we still want to hear from people who'd like to do it.
Well, Standing with me now is a gentleman called Dave Biggins, and it's quite appropriate because he's got a Biggles jacket on. Have you got a whole crew together already?
I've got two passengers, and they're going to alternate halfway along. I've always lived in the mode, but I've always been too busy working for a living, and I'm slowing up in life now, and I decide all these things I've never done, I'm going to do. So I've only done European trips before. I've done lots of racing in Europe, and I always drive my car to events. I never trailer it. And I thought about doing the Paris Peking, but there seemed to be some long, boring stretches on it. But this Cape Town one really appealed.
Well, with me now are two gentlemen who seem to be gluttons for punishment. It's Phil Surtees and John Baylis. You've just returned from the Peking to Paris rally, which you won, I believe. Now, how does that compare to this rally, this London to Cape Town reliability trial?
I think we'll get an awful lot of similar roads, rough roads.
I think we're going to be faster. There's longer distances and some longer days, definitely.
Yeah, the way I looked at the Peking to Paris, it was a very good shakedown event for this one.
The day is nearly over and we've finished all the discussion in the lecture theatre. And with me now is Jennifer Gillis. Jennifer, I believe you've done one rally before this, which is the Peking to Paris rally.
Yes, that's correct. I did it with Francesca Sternberg.
Has that given you the bug? Is that why you're here for this London to Cape Town rally?
Well, you've just answered the question, why would I be here otherwise? Yes, it has given us the bug.
Just describe the experience of doing that last rally.
Well, do you have a week? It was absolutely incredible. The lows were huge, the despair was tremendous, and the highs and the friendships made were also tremendous. It was an incredible experience.
So what sort of car are you going to be driving in?
It'll be Gordon, same car, Peking to Paris, 1964 Volvo Amazon.
Yeah, it's going to be a very great adventure. I think the people who come on this adventure, they're going to go through some of the most fantastic scenery in the world, unforgettable landscapes, places where you hardly see cars, let alone see rallies, the Ethiopian Highlands, for example, and they're going to remember it for the rest of their lives.
I know Africa, and I always used to stop over in Nairobi and go around the game parks, and it's just magic. So to do it in a vintage car is just going to be marvellous.
Graham Swain reporting on the London to Cape Town reliability trial and adventure drive that takes place between October and December later this year. And the best of British to all of you.